Marielle hefted the axe eagerly.
That sounds good, Egbert. What do you suggest?
Let me apply logic to this problem,
the scholar said as he sat on his bed and nibbled at his turnover.
Now, let me see. If you have allies outside, some of the otters say... Ah, yes, that's it. The drawbridge. Find your way into the gatehouse and mess up the mechanism. Cut the ropes. Then the drawbridge will fall open, giving easy access to your allies. And Foxwolf will have to defend it with his horde. I should think the last thing he'll be worrying about in a case like that is a few escaped prisoners stranded on a tower top.
Marielle was already holding the door open.
What a great idea! Lead on, Egbert. Where's this gatehouse?
A creature of action, I see. A warrior.
The scholar put aside his food and rose.
But you cannot do it alone, and I am not a fighter. Follow me, and I will take you to where there are other warriors.
Again they were off, Marielle hurrying in Egbert's wake, through a succession of tunnels and underground chambers where daylight had never shone. The mousemaid sensed they were moving in a downward direction. She felt a coolness across her nostrils, which she knew could only be the air from outside. After rounding a few more bends and climbing over a blockage of rubble and rock, they emerged into a sizable cavern. The rain outside could be heard, pattering and splashing. Half the chamber was thick with mist that had rolled in from the valley floor. Egbert sat on a rock, nodding with satisfaction.
Ah, here we are. Hello, my friends. Any beast at home?
A lightning swift form snatched the axe from Marielle, bowling her over. The mousemaid's cry of surprise was squashed from her as two huge paws swept her off the ground, crushing and squeezing unmercifully. Marielle found herself dangling helplessly in the air, staring into a pair of maddened, bloodshot eyes.